Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, the Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, on the Word of the King, my brother Jay Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you, straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. I pray now, may the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth in Nevada forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
Dead flies in the ointment of the apothecary, send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly to him that is a reputation for wisdom and honor. Just bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, right now that you would just touch. Lord, would you just touch the men that are out at war right now, Lord Jesus? Keep them safe, and Lord, bring them back home safe. Lord, we ask for the families that are missing their loved ones right now. A good friend of mine, Eric Martin, stands to mind. His wife and new adopted son come to mind. Lord, would you just bless right now? Would you bless him, Lord, as he is out to sea to protect our freedoms here? Lord, we thank you for your blessing to be in this country. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing each and every one of us. Now I ask, Lord, that you would just touch all of us here in attendance tonight. Would you bless the ears that hear and the hearts that would receive? Lord, would you also bless those that are not here tonight? You know the reason, Lord, is some may be excuses and others may not. But Lord, you know, we ask you still to bless in whatever case it may be. We ask, Lord, you touch now tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to use for our thought tonight, disasters in the making. Disasters in the making.
Yes, sir.
All right. I have a little question I want you all to ask me tonight. So you want to repeat this after me. Reverend Wolfgang?
Wolfgang.
What killed the church?
What killed the church?
Reverend Wolfgang?
Reverend Wolfgang.
What killed the ministry?
What killed the ministry?
Hey, Reverend Wolfgang.
Okay.
What killed the preacher?
What killed the preacher?
I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked.
All right.
I'd like to tell you a little story that started out. There's this farmer. He had, this is way back in the day, you know, they didn't have indoor plumbing. And he had one of them uptown outhouses, he said. And we're talking a three-holer. Three-holer. There were two big holes and little holes. And he'd always tell his son and all the boys to come over and play. Now, you stay out the big hole, you get on little hole. So the little boy decides one day he's going out to the outhouse and he's going to be a big boy. So he gets up on the big hole. Well, Daddy's out there working in the field. The next thing he hears from out in this scream, "Help!" So Daddy comes to the front and opens the door. And he looked in there, and all he saw was that little head, saw his hands and feet. He was hanging down in there with the blood and all of that. Well, you know this whole outhouse, when you step up on a rock, well, Daddy stepped up there and tried to catch that little boy before he fell. He stepped up that outhouse rock, and that little boy lost his grip and went down in a month. So he reached down in there and grabbed that little boy and shook him off and swung him out in the yard. Mama come out with that little big number five washtub. You remember him? And she got out to a white coat and an old scrub brush, and she stripped that boy out butt naked in the yard. And she began to scrub and wash. Reminds us of our salvation, I know. God reached down and amongst all that sin that we have been, and grabbed us up out. And then he cleaned us up. But see, tonight, what killed the preacher? What killed the church and what killed our ministry? We find it in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 1. Dead flies. Dead flies. All right. Now who all likes flies? Nobody likes them flies. If you say you do, when one of those little flies lands in a bowl of your soup, it starts to do the backstroke in your soup. You got particularly one each that soon. So, recently I've been doing some reading. Not too long ago, as we all know, the space shuttle Columbia fell out of the sky. Well, I've studied other accidents that were prior to that. NASA has already lost before that Apollo 1. They lost, almost lost Apollo 13, and they lost the Challenger. But do you know what's common about every one of them accidents? A couple of the same dead flies are in the church. And that's what I want to bring out tonight. The first one I want to bring out is that dead fly called laziness.
Wow.
Hello?
All right.
Laziness.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they don't need to be called pews, they need to be called beds.
All right.
Because most people in the church either sleeping, literally, or they just not listening to everything they can do nothing anyway. Church gets up and says, we need some to teach the Sunday school class, and no one volunteers unless you almost quit somebody's arm to do. Says there's some work to be done in the back chair.
Yes.
Has to twist an arm to get something done. Laziness. See, we're not talking about adultery tonight. Everyone wants to hear about the big sin. Well, what causes adultery? Laziness. Amen. Don't want to work in that relationship you got. You're so lazy you think the grass is greener on the other side.
All right now.
But I want you to know something. Honey, maybe greener on the other side. The phone still got to know it. Laziness. The next one's just as bad.
It's
called
gossip. Go ahead.
I'm not worried about being ordained. God never called me to be ordained. the underage pastor. That's the kind of ministry God be to. I'm not going to give this coming out of being ordained. Let salvation keep stay worth. All I want to do is what God called me to do, because I'm not lazy to do it. Right now, I'll tell you what. I'm praying for somebody to offer to take me around and take care of my sinuses, where they have been changed almost 2 months. We ain't got no more of a vehicle, it's history. But I still want to do what God called me to do, at least until God calls someone else to be trying to do it. And it's hard enough for me and my wife to do it, I can't even see the level anymore. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm still going to do it until God says, send someone else. I'm not lazy.
All right.
And honey, I don't make much money out of it either. So it ain't free. I'm going to be saved. One thing I'm greedy over, but you ought to be greedy over, soul being saved. And you know why they're not bringing souls in them? Because that first one I just said, that dead fly of lazy. Everyone talks about Lot and his big sin. Well, if he wasn't greedy and saw the well-watered plains of Sodom, he wouldn't have been over there. Everyone talks about him being an incest. Well, what started the whole thing in there? See, Challenger didn't blow up because of a big problem. It was two O-rings that were no thicker than your garden hose.
My Lord.
That's what you did. 100 feet of garden hose. That thick of a rubber gasket is what it is. All the ones that were in that hole right now, a switch no bigger than the switch that's in this little microphone right here. That's it. A faulty switch. Threw that thing right up. Threw it up. Now, What also did? Satan. But remember Apollo 13? What nearly killed him that? Someone who was so stinking lazy he didn't check and make sure all the bolts were out of the thing and a bolt no thicker than my fingers would mess that whole thing up. One bolt messed up an oxygen tank that caused him nearly blow that thing up. Nearly killed 3 men.
Yes.
And I can guarantee you when they find out from Columbia, it ain't no big thing that blew that up. It's going to be it's a small thing. According to what they're saying, it was a crack between some tiles that were no thicker than my fingernail. Now that ain't big. But nearly burned it down. And put it right to the ground.
Yes,
but let me tell you something. Guess who was in control of everyone in the situation?
Yes,
God.
Yes.
And if them people were not saved, it's too late for them.
Right.
But let me tell you, it's not too late for you.
All right.
It's not too late.
Yes.
It's not too late.
Uh-huh.
You can accept Jesus tonight. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church is open tonight. You know Jesus as your Savior. Jesus, keep me near the cross and the precious mountain. All the heathen dreams flow from Calvary.
The works of the law are under the curse, for cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. We're told in the book of Galatians, all but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Till next time, God bless you and yours.